And let's return to an issue that has dominated domestic U.S. politics, efforts to get the healthcare.gov website working smoothly. Officials are preparing for a spike in people seeking insurance next month. Here's NPR's Julie Rovner.
The rush to sign up for health insurance is likely to start soon, very soon, as in next Monday.
We do believe that Monday, December 2nd, is going to be a very, very large day.
Bryce Williams is a managing director at the benefits consulting firm Towers Watson. He says the firm knows from years of experience with open enrollment for Medicare patients that the Monday after Thanksgiving is always the single busiest day for business.
People will have been thinking about this over the holidays and talking to family members, and they are going to feel an impetus to do something on that Monday, and there is going to be a huge crush.
Why December? Because it finally represents a deadline. Originally, you had to sign up by December 15th in order to have your insurance coverage begin January 1st. Last week, the administration extended that date to December 23rd. But Robert Leshefsky, who runs his own health consulting firm, says there are still two big groups that will try to squeeze into a short window. Some of them have insurance now, but have to find new insurance that meets the health law's new requirements.
We've got all these people who have received cancellation letters that have to enroll in new coverage by January the 1st.
The other group are people who've been shut out of coverage until now due to pre-existing conditions and who have been patiently, or not so patiently, waiting for healthcare.gov to get its act together.
We've got all these people that have been sitting desperately next to their computers trying to get enrolled in guarantee-issue health insurance that has subsidies for the first time in American history, and they're looking forward to coverage on January 1.
The administration says it's ready, or will be, by its self-imposed November 30th deadline. Healthcare.gov repair czar Jeffrey Zients, in a conference call with reporters Friday, said that by the end of the month, the website should be able to handle 50,000 users at the same time. That's double its current capacity. But he said they're not depending on the website alone.
We're also beefing up additional paths for enrollment through the call centers, in-person assistance, and direct enrollment with issuers.
By direct enrollment, he's talking about allowing individual insurance companies as well as large web brokers to sign up people so they don't even have to visit the federal website. Right now, that can happen for people who aren't eligible for government subsidies to help them afford coverage, but subsidy calculations still have to run through healthcare.gov. That frustrates people like Bryce Williams of Towers Watson. His company is one of five major web brokers that was supposed to be helping enroll people, but hasn't been able to sign up those eligible for subsidies because the technology to help their websites connect to the federal website is not yet working.
It's a little like trying to sell someone something without actually showing them the price tag. Consumers are going to be skeptical until they have the information to be able to understand, what is my true net cost?
Gary Lauer, CEO of online insurance giant eHealth, is also frustrated at his company's inability to sign up people who are eligible for subsidies.
We have an agreement with the federal government in the 36 states where they're operating an exchange to be able to do that, but frankly, the technology's not working.
He says companies like his are key to getting particularly young people enrolled when the federal site can't accommodate them, and getting enough young, healthy people to offset the older, sicker, more highly motivated ones is critical to the success of the entire enterprise.
Young people have grown up in front of monitors and keyboards, and now they communicate through their hands with smartphone devices, through tablets, and they don't want to go to a call center. They're not going to fill out paper applications like it's 1975. They want to do this online at 1 in the morning.
Administration officials say they're working as fast as they can to get the problems ironed out so more outside firms can directly enroll people. But things don't appear to be moving very fast. The administration is still in the testing process with just a few companies. And December starts next week. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.